Welcome to Shomar Shoran Adav, Shir sponsor, Lunishma Sambiak Hashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Dav Gibel. The Gemara in the bottom of Amud Aleph brings the Pasuk in Haggai that says, Godol Yeh Kvoida Bais Azeh Ha'achroin Min HaRishon. The Beis HaMikdash HaSheni will be greater than the first Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara Bayaras explains, we're talking about two things the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni had, more than Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. One, it was a taller building, and second, that it existed for more years. But there's a great oimik in the words of this pasuk, as we'll see in a moment. But first, let's bring the question that many of the mefarshim bring, is why is Bais Sheni called HaBais HaAchrin? It's a lashon pasuk. Godol Yeh HaBais HaAchrin Min HaRishon. It's not the last Bais, we have a Bais Shlishi. Why is it called Bais Achir? It should be called Bais Sheni. And the truth is, this question is already brought down in Chazal and Sefer HaZoya in two places. And the Mefarshim may have several answers. The one simple one is that Achir doesn't mean last. Achir means second. Means the next one. As we find Achir in Achir and Chaviv. There's the last, and then there's the final one. The one that comes after. But another deeper understanding comes from Divrei HaLeshem. The Leshem, Rav Yashu, the big Mekubal, grandfather of Rav Yashu Zetzal, who wrote the Sefer Leshem Shvoa V'Achlomo. In Sefer HaKlolim, he brings a fascinating question. When you go through Tanakh, you see how the Tanakh speaks about the miracles that happened with the Avos, with the Nevim, the story of Eliyahu and Elisha, they were able to mechayim meisim, Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah, in Kivshan Heish, and you're making a big asik, a big deal, but there's miracles that happen in Tanakh. Ask the Leshem a simple question. When we go through the Gemara, through Shas Bavli, we see that the Tanoim and Amuroim did these miracles every day. There's several stories in the Gemara about the Tanoim and Amuroim doing Tchias Amesim, bringing somebody back to life immediately. How can it be that we talk about the Nevi'im? For them to do Tchias HaMeisim was a whole ASIC. When you come to Shas Bavli, it's happening every single time. So brings the Leshem, the Sefer Heicholos to Rabbi Shmuel, Prokim Kov Zayin, Kov Ches, Kov Tes. There's a beautiful, beautiful Loshon of what happened in the Binyan Bais Sheni. And the Sefer Heicholos tells us that when Bais Sheni was built, before that, we did not have the tiferes, the godless, the beauty of Torah appear in the world. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, whatever you want, whatever you guys really yearn and ask for, I will give you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know what you want. And the Medrash goes in a very long Mishnah to speak about, you want to learn Torah, you want to understand Torah, you want to be Ma'amid Talmidim Harbe. You want to ask questions and answers. You want to build the Torah. And I'm going to give you all that. And then Mehemshech, it says over there, Rabbi Kiva said, the Lekiblu Aleem Avoseinu Lassum Evin Al Evin Be'echol Hashem, I'm so not agreeing to build Beis Mikdash HaSheni, Ad Shekivyachol Kofu L'malko Shel Oilo M'lchol M'sharsof, they, so to speak, force HaKadosh Baruch Hu, So explains the Leshem. Until Bais Sheni, the godless, the strength, the power of Torah wasn't given to Am Yisrael. From Bais Sheni and on, Am Yisrael in control of Torah. That's why Kayadua Bais Rish is called the Tkufa, the era of Torah Shebechtav. Torah Shebechtav is a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Torah. But Bais Sheni is called the era of Torah Shebaal Peh. Because when Bais Sheni comes, the Torah betifarto, the entire Giluyim, the entire control of Torah is given to Am Yisrael. So says the Leshem, based on that is understood. Because while the Torah is not in the hands of Am Yisrael, full control, so every nace that happens comes from Shamayim, that's a very big deal. But once Am Yisrael is in control of the Torah, they're in the control of the world. It's not a big asik, it's not a big deal for them to do a nace. Tzadik Goyzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, they're in control of the world. They're holding on to the Torah. V'ayin Shem Ba'arichus G'doylo. And this is the oimik of Godol Yeh Kovod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchrim Min HaRishon. The second Beis Hamikdash has the whole Hador and cover the Torah the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon did not have. But ask the lesson, but we know the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon is called the greater Beis Hamikdash. How do we understand the Beis Hamikdash HaSheni has the Gadlus of Torah the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon doesn't have? So says the lesson, that we're coming to Beis Sheni, all the tzoris and all the darkness of the world is coming. We don't have the Nisim, we don't have Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a great way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a little bit, a tidbit of Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. We're getting the godless of Torah that belongs to human beings, that already belongs to the Lasted Lovoi, to where Mashiach will come. Because this is the only way the world can survive. And what the Lashon says is really brought down the Ramchal in a Sefer Mishkan HaElyon. That he says, Kenegi Beis Hamikdash Lamato Ve Beis Hamikdash Shlamala. Beis Hamikdash Shlamala, there was Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, and immediately in Churban Bayis Rishon, there was the binyan of Bayis Shlishi. There's no Bayis Sheni up there in Shemayim. But because Am Yisrael, we're not ready to build the full Bayis Shlishi yet. So they got the Bayis Sheni, which is the beginning, is the preview of the Bayis Shlishi. It's a little bit of the image of the Beis Hamikdash who's up there in Shemayim, but not fully. And according to what the Lashon says, it comes Gevaldik, because the Pshat is giving us already the Torah, the Koyach HaTorah of Bayis Shlishi is already starting to be revealed in Bayis Sheni. Although we don't have the great Gilui of Kvod Shemayim in the world, and the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way it will be in Bayis Shlishi. And according to this, is Nifladik, the Bayis HaAchron, there's no Bayis Sheni. There is Bayis HaAchron. The Bayis Sheni and Bayis Shlishi are one Bayis. Beis Hamikdash HaSheni is a preview to Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. And that's Godol Yek for the Bayis HaAchron, the Gilui Torah that isn't Bayis Sheni. Anyone want to join the Shomar Shova email list to WhatsApp, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.